Anselmo Roldan Aguilar is from Guatemala. He was a young man when the Guatemalan military attacked his town and killed more than 400 people. This was in 1982, in the midst of Guatemala's internal armed conflict, during which hundreds of thousands were massacred. Roldan Aguilar is now president of the Association for Justice and Reconciliation, an organization seeking justice for the massacre survivors and perpetrators. He visited the University of Wyoming to meet with students and talk about his experience and AJR. Work and stop by the studio to chat as well. Ellen Moore served as his interpreter.
Bueno, yo ya tenía mis 17 años de edad cuando sucedió esta.
I was about 17 when the massacre happened in the Ishkan region where I'm from. And so I'd heard of other cases in other communities where they'd disappeared people or burned down houses. And so I no longer visited the market where people went to trade goods to sell things. And so it was a Sunday market day, March 14th, when the army came to my community. And it was that day on Sunday when the people got together to sell their goods. And so at about 10 in the morning, a helicopter came and flew over the community. And so at the same time, you started to hear the bombs dropping and the gunfire. We just heard a lot of gunfire. I had to flee into the mountains, into the forest. A lot of people died that day. Later, I went to look for my family, and I couldn't find them. And later, I realized that 9 members of my family had been killed. So 8 days after the massacre, I went back to the community and I saw that the army had burned everything. And so that's what happened in my community. More than 400 people were killed, among them men, women, the elderly, children.
And so how did you start organizing after that? And how did you get involved in this sort of ongoing search for justice?
Como nosotros después de toda la violencia tuvimos que salir.
So after the violence, I went to Mexico. A number of people went to different parts of Mexico as refugees. Other people went to the United States. And so we returned in 1993 to Guatemala after being in Mexico. And they signed the peace accords in 1996. But the human rights violations continued after the peace accords were signed in 1996. And so this gave me the energy or the interest in continuing to organize in defense of human rights. That pushed me to form an organization with about 5 or 6 other people. In order to seek justice and bring into the light the truth of what happened in 1982 and 1983.
You've been attacked and threatened for your work seeking justice from the perpetrators of the genocide. Did you ever think to stop, or were you ever discouraged by that?
Sí, bien, amenazas tuvimos cuando.
So, yeah, we had a lot of threats, most of them right after we presented the legal charges against Efrain Rios Montt and Romeo Lucas Garcia in 2000 and 2001. But I always remained enthusiastic and committed, despite the fact that someone attacked me and attempted to take my life. I was clear about what I wanted, to find the truth and to find those who were guilty for the human rights violations during the violence. And I was also clear that this didn't just happen in my community, but it happened throughout the country.
As you say, you helped file charges against former dictator Romeo Lucas Garcia and against Efrain Rios Montt, who played a role in the killings. Montt was convicted, and then the conviction was quickly overturned earlier this year. What do you think the current Guatemalan courts and government have the capacity and desire to do in terms of delivering justice?
La verdad, hablando del gobierno,
the current president, Otto Pérez Molina, doesn't have the political will to uphold his own national laws in Guatemala. And so after the peace accords, there was a lot of talk of democracy, but we see today that the government doesn't have the capacity to mediate these sorts of conflicts and to uphold the law. And so there was that court that heard the case that wanted to set a precedent in Guatemala and wanted to strengthen the rule of law, but they weren't allowed to do that. The judicial system needs to be independent, and they need to be able to uphold the rule of law and the national laws that have been established in the country. The judge who found Rios Montt guilty played a historic and important role, and she upheld the rule of law. But what happened, despite the decision of the Constitutional Court to overturn the sentence, demonstrated that they weren't willing to uphold the law. And we see it as one more aggression or attack against the victims.
Have there been any challenges socially? I mean, are people in Guatemala supportive of these actions, or is there still fear?
Bueno, hay un poquito de
confusión. The military continues to confuse people and to carry out these dirty strategies, dirty tricks like they did during the war. And so people continue to be confused. But little by little, people have learned more and understand better. And we see that Rios Montt had immunity for many years. He just lost his immunity in 2012. So after his immunity was up and the case started to move forward, we saw that people began to understand more the work that we were doing. And so also the media Who's paid or whose interests lie with those very powerful in Guatemala also confuse people intentionally through the things that they publish or say. But the most important thing is that through this trial, we were able to prove that genocide did occur and that people who have supported us in Guatemala and internationally were also able to understand that genocide occurred. And the sentence is something that we continue to keep alive. It's something that is a living document for us.
The U.S. supported the Guatemalan government during the time of the genocide. So what's the importance for you of coming to the U.S. and specifically to a place like Wyoming to share your story?
Pues para nosotros como...
So during the war, during the armed conflict, it was the government of Ronald Reagan who was involved. And so we think it's important to talk about what happened in Guatemala because justice is fundamental for all countries and for Guatemala in particular. And as human beings, we all have the right to justice, to memory, to the truth. And so what we're looking for is your solidarity so that justice can move forward in Guatemala because we think it's a fundamental pillar to strengthen democracy in our country. What we're asking people to do is to send a letter of pressure. Of support for the Association for Justice and Reconciliation, urging the Guatemalan government to uphold national laws and international laws. We want people to pay attention to this case and pay attention to the victims because we're not looking for revenge. What we're looking for is to ensure that this never happens again.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk.
Gracias.
That was Anselmo Roldán Aguilar, president of Guatemala's Association for Justice and Reconciliation.